Head of SNID Legal Department, Peter Haibo, says the sensitization exercise on the management system of SNID flats all over the country concerns all tenants and owners of the flats and not only those yet to own the flats. He told Radio Ghana that SNID is preparing to hand over all its rented property to stakeholders. Therefore, there's a need for all residents to meet the staff to understand what is required of them. Mr. Haibo said Parliament will soon pass the act for SNID's fallout.
It is a concept that being introduced into the real estate sector in the country generally. As we even speak, there is a bill now being promoted by government to parliament to pass a condominium act. Basically, what we're trying to introduce is a form of a concept of management of communities. You know, from the old system that we have, everybody builds his house and lives there, and then is responsible for refuse collection, area maintenance, and all that. But with the modern system that we are doing, where we have flats as communities, where individuals live together. They have common areas, lighting, refuse collection, playgrounds, and all facilities that they all live virtually as a community. For purposes of maintaining the community, the common services, painting of the properties, maintaining them, there's a need. What is done outside is that where those kind of buildings exist, there is this concept where agreement is made between the owners, that is association, and then the association takes care of the maintenance. They pay a fee that is normally called a service charge, and then that fee takes care of the maintenance generally of the environment and their properties. So they own, whether you are a tenant or you are an owner of the property, once you are there, once you live in that community, you pay the service charge, and that takes care of common area and maintenance, providing electricity for refuse collection, electricity, water, and other services that are provided in the community, so that you continue to maintain even though individual flats within the building.
Now, most residents are not coming out to listen to your officers because they perceive that it is only those who have not yet purchased the buildings that are affected. What is the situation?
No, everybody is included. Those people who are tenants, they are part of it because they are living there. They use the area, the common areas, they use electricity. All the common facilities that are available, they are beneficiaries. So they will also contribute their relevant fee when the concept starts operating. So it is both owners of the properties and tenants, because it is in respect of using the facilities that are there as occupants of the properties. That is basically what it is. So everybody is part of it, whether you are a tenant or you are an owner. That clause, when we start, when it becomes operational, it will be included in tenancy agreement that we will be issued to tenants, and then it will also be included in purchase agreement in respect of those who purchase and own the properties. That is what is going to be done. And throughout the country, that is the concept that we are introducing in all the SNID properties throughout Ghana, so that as SNID has embarked upon disposing of all the properties, at the end of the day, SNID will not own those properties, and therefore their maintenance, a common area maintenance, refuse collection, and all other things to ensure that the environment is healthy and that all the facilities are working. SNID after sales will gradually withdraw from those services. So if you do not put in place this concept where both tenants and owners own the property, it is going to be a by way of, right now they all have a resident association. So those associations will be converted into a corporate entity. They will elect their own leaders. SNID is also opening maintenance offices at all the places throughout the country. So they will decide on their own officer who will be there as a maintenance person, where reports will be made, and then they will meet regularly, take decisions, decide on fees that they will pay as a service charge, and then also decide on various service providers that will engage to provide the services, so the environment, the buildings, and everything will be in order as they live there as occupants or as owners or tenants of those properties.
Peter Haibo is the head of SNID Legal Department.